Welcome once again to the Ottoman Blind Squirrel Dietz blogcast, which addresses the continuing question of Ottoman Blind Squirrel Dietz. Episode number 2, I Who Have Seen Nothing. When the conversation turns to Ottoman Blind Squirrel Dietz, even if the first words in that conversation are not, "Look out!" there is little that can be said to surprise me. In fact, I often find myself empathizing with jaded justices of the peace who, when awakened from their slumbers to address a trivial yet urgent complaint, wish for nothing more than that it be something they haven't heard before. Lately, even those who characterize themselves as being in hot pursuit of a certain nefarious hooligan have had nothing substantial to add to my inventory of his offenses. But I am not a jurist. Jurists are, or were, a species apart, towering above us ordinary folk, giants bestride the age, peering down through the clouds over Parnassus, rather than working the gig economy in this the age of ultra as courtesans for a modern Ozymandias. No, I am but a mere highly trained and thoroughly credentialed ethnomusicologist, and yet this song is a mystery to me. Given the abundance of ways in which we are polar opposites, I find it surprising that Dietz and I share a fondness for Shakespeare's Juliet. Dietz has written a song from the point of view of someone who I find to be one of Shakespeare's most compelling characters, and it is a very crowded field. Juliet is a girl who, even at the beginning of the play in which she only gets second billing, is already three-dimensional. She is revealed early on to be old beyond her years, dare I say cynical, and adept at playing the obedient daughter, and she grows during the play. Witness her soliloquy in Act 4, in which she comes to grips with the very real, mortal consequences of her actions in the service of romantic love, and then does not back away from them. I can only attribute Dietz's interest in Juliet to successive infatuations with Olivia Hussey and Claire Danes. He can surely be forgiven those crushes, unless he was the guy Miss Danes had to get the restraining order for. Until the next one, I Who Have Seen Nothing.
Surveys herself beside the wreckage. How much should the present know? In an age consumed by flourishes, eaten up by style, there's nothing in it nourishes the empty-headed smile. The bleed distanced, the men get in their drinks and grab the squirming serving maid, not worried what she thinks. To be so bold, or so I'm told, is just the boy's hijinks in this carnal carnival company. The saint must play the minx. And I who have seen nothing, I who have heard nothing, I who have touched nothing, can it's all frivolity. And I who have seen nothing have seen all there is to see. With all the earth beneath my feet and all the sky above, I who have seen nothing and know not at all of love, I who have seen nothing, what a dainty powder puff. I who have seen nothing have seen just about enough. I am my father's little gem, ironic though it is. If I be decked in diadems, I'm but a stone in his. And each earnest empty suitor, and each clumsy clever line that tries to stir